Hello, friends. On today's show, Taylor gives an 11-year-old boy a surprise, Shakespeare returns to the library, a busted lottery machine gives a man good fortune, and we check in on a new way to see miles and miles of Texas. Isaac, please give us the intro.
It's a few years into the aftertimes.
You get what I'm talking about.
So come on. What say we get together, have a few drinks, talk about the good stuff happening in this world? You up for that? Then have a seat, because all the best conversations happen when you're two beers in. Here are your hosts, Brett Weaver and Monica Ballard.
Did you get a Paloma?
Yeah.
Cool.
Because it's just on tap.
Right.
Una Paloma Blanca.
Is that Straight Edge song?
That is. Yeah, it is. I love that Straight Edge
Remember
song.
Remember the Minor Threat song, Paloma Blanco?
It's the best band ever.
Minor Threat is amazing.
Yes.
Actually, next week I'm going to go see a movie about Minor Threat. About somebody.
Is it called Megapolis?
No. No. It's actually...
Because that's a major threat.
Hold on. Hold on. Keep your pants on.
Okay.
Oh, if you insist.
I know.
By the way, while he's looking that up, you're listening to Two Beers In. It's a show where we talk about movies and...
No, we don't.
Oh, no. Positive movies.
Positive.
Positive movies. And how Ryan Hill's not here.
Tiesto.
Yes. I am your host, one of your hosts, Brett Weaver. I'm enjoying a gin and tonic with a splash of Angostura bitters and a lime in it.
I'm your co-host, Monica Ballard. I'm enjoying a Helles lager right here.
Very nice. And Doug is not here.
Nope.
He's in Florida.
He's poolside. Mm.
So, Reed.
Ooh la la.
Hey, Reed. What are you drinking?
Hi, friends. I'm drinking a mezcal, an alipus. Which is actually the name of the mezcal.
Sure.
It's delightful.
Okay.
Ali Poos and then a Paloma.
A Paloma that was on tap.
It was on tap. It was a tap Paloma.
Yeah. And you know, the last place that we recorded the podcast, we finished our two drinks. I had a tour later that night. And then the waitress comes around and brings us three more drinks on the house.
Wow.
And my first thought was, this has never happened at the Aristocrat.
This has never happened at the Aristocrat. Except
tonight for you.
For me.
Yes.
Oh, congratulations.
Which is all that it matters. Because I just so happened to not have my credit card with me. I think it's in the car. And I went, oh, I don't have any. He goes, don't worry about it.
Oh man!
So now we know what the code is.
Yeah.
The code is
car don't have. And I'll see you next week.
Yeah. Also,
that part of it is.
See you next
I need
week.
Your place to record my podcast.
Yes.
We are at the Aristocrat Lounge.
And man, it's been a few weeks since we've been here, but they really let this place go
There are cobwebs everywhere.
There are skeletons hanging from
the
ceiling.
Yes.
Oh my
finally,
God.
Jessica was talking about the dead bodies that were in the walls.
Yeah.
They're now outside of the walls.
Okay. Which one is Marilyn Monroe?
I think it's that deer head over there. That
All right.
is because she was ethereal.
Yeah, okay.
Marilyn Monroe.
She figures very prominently in the artwork that you see around
Very much.
Oh, she does.
The Aristocrat.
La la.
She is everywhere.
I see two of her right there. Marilyn is
everywhere.
Yes.
And you have only had two drinks.
That's right.
Yes, that's right. Look at the one in the middle. How much is that Marilyn in the middle?
How much is that Marilyn?
$50, same as in town. So we have four stories that we put together in a nice little song to end the whole thing on. I will go ahead and start with the first one, which is 11-year-old boy surprised with Eras tour tickets after epic Halloween costume.
What?
So there's this kid. Oh, and I said I was going to stop saying so. An 11-year-old boy in Kentucky.
Is this Toastmasters?
Yes.
is headed to see Taylor Swift's The Eras Tour in person, thanks to his viral Halloween costume, which we'll be able to see in the show notes. Henry Henson of Louisville, I said it right, didn't
Louisville.
I? Louisville.
Yeah. Louisville. Yep. Yeah,
went viral on TikTok this month, as everyone does, after choosing to dress as Cameron Saunders. You know, Cameron Saunders.
Oh, big fan.
Sure. Yeah. One of Swift's backup dancers for Halloween. In a video shared by his mom on October 18th, so this is before Halloween, Henry can be seen wearing the same outfit that Saunders wears in the opening song of the Eras Tour, where Swift first appears in the crowd, or to the crowd. The video of Henry in his costume quickly racked up nearly 4 million views.
Jeez.
As it always does.
Yeah.
And caught the attention of Saunders himself, who replied in the comments, "This is beyond, you beautiful, kind light. Thank you. This is remarkable and elaborate and generous and perfect. I'm honored." It's an 11-year-old boy saying that? No.
Wow.
It's the backup dancer.
It's the backup dancer. Yeah.
Sure. 2 days after posting the costume video, Henry's mom, Erin, shared an update that made Henry's wildest dreams come true. What was that dream?
She said, "I've gotten a lot of messages, but today I got a message from Taylor Nation.
Taylor Nation.
Ooh. And they're giving us 2 tickets to one of the shows in Indianapolis."
Yes!
And yes, her son started screaming before she even finished the sentence. "So you are going to the Eras Tour."
So she Swift is scheduled to perform at Indianapolis's Lucas Oil Stadium. What a great name.
Oh, yeah.
November 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. So basically, they're expecting the kid to come dressed up, hopefully still in costume.
That's amazing.
That's what we're hoping.
I thought his wildest dreams were just cheese fries.
Yeah, he's 11 years old.
I mean, kids.
They're so much more complicated than when we were young.
Right. They want tickets.
I just want to be able to jump my bike this high.
I want
high. Candy. At 11, I want to jump the bike this high. Mm-hmm. Also see a booby. Because I am 11.
When you were
boobies.
11.
Yeah. See, not multiple. I just want to see one.
Just one.
At 11?
Yeah.
Just one.
That's a big bike ramp.
I want to jump so high I can see one booby.
Right, exactly.
That's right.
Or when you crash, the nurse leans over you
and I see one boobie.
See a boobie. That's right.
I see one boobie.
I mean, Brett is 2.5 feet tall, so that,
yes,
that it does make sense.
I am surprisingly short. For this voice, I'm surprisingly
you know
short.
Knees. You're good with knees.
Yes,
but
that's why I married. So Henry's love for Swift and for Saunders, whom he saw performing on the Disney Plus version, according to his mom, quickly captured the hearts of strangers who commented. So, you know, "I've never been so happy for complete strangers." And there was a lot of hearts and emojis and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. "I've never been so happy for complete strangers."
Yes. I like that TV show as well.
Right. Complete
Don't
strangers.
Don't be ridiculous.
Complete strangers.
Henson's mom also included. So just because there's 4 million views, right?
Yes.
She says, "Here's an address or for a P.O. box where people can send friendship bracelets for Henry to wear in Indianapolis.
Tied around a $10 bill."
Yes. "Please add $5.
Right, please.
Because, you know, as packaging material
for
the friendship bracelet. Yes.
Henry needs college. Please send friendship bracelets.
Don't make me have to pay for this.
He wants to be a costume designer.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly.
A background dancer.
He's going to be in the theater. That kid is going to be in the theater.
Well, did you see the costume?
Yes.
Well, that's fabulous.
Show notes. Totally show notes. Because I haven't seen it, so.
Yep. Show notes.
I can't wait.
Okay.
Story two. Why don't you do that one?
Okay. Shakespeare book returned to New Jersey Library 100 years overdue.
Oh, I love these stories. I swear to God, I wanted to get, when I was a kid, I think I held on to a book just to like get some sort of Guinness record for the longest. I love these.
Do you still have that book?
I don't know.
No,
I
see, probably if you still have it, you're in the running.
I am in the running. You just have to not die. I just have to be 100 years old.
Yeah, you just have to not die for a
while.
Yeah,
let's see.
I still have a Netflix movie on CD.
Sure.
That's so
DVD.
Good.
Sure.
That's so good.
I have one as well. It's Doctor Strangelove.
Oh, that's really right. Good.
I have Silver Linings Playbook.
There we go.
Ooh, those are good ones.
Yeah.
Right. I bet you.
So at least it wasn't, you know, Ernest Goes to Camp or...
How dare you?
I know.
You know what would be a really amazing, like, kind of get social get-together? Mm. Would be everybody that still has a Netflix video. Because there are people out there
sure.
that still have them. How cool would it be to try to reach out and, like, have a club of people that still have them?
Well, and as penance, you could turn those videos in to Alamo Drafthouse, the Vulcan video.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. Or We Love Video down.
Yeah.
Of course, you have to be in Austin to
do
that.
Yeah, you have to be in Austin.
So that there we go.
But
you know?
Maybe all independent video stores could do that together as a like a promotion thing.
Yeah, we forgive you. Give us your
right.
We will turn to blind eye.
Netflix forgiveness videos
Netflix
or something.
Netflix forgiveness videos.
So a copy of William Shakespeare's Life of King Henry V was returned to a New Jersey library 101 years after it was checked out.
Wow.
Paterson, New Jersey public library officials said a woman named Cynthia Delhale found the book while sorting through possessions that had belonged to her deceased grandmother, Arlene Delhale, and discovered...
I never trusted Darlene.
No. I know.
I swear to God, I let her borrow...
Arlene.
Yes. I let her borrow my favorite pair of socks. She still has it.
Arlene.
She's dead now.
God.
I know.
She took those to her grave.
I know.
So
She's
granddaughter discovered the tome had been checked out from the library in 1923.
Wow.
It's never too late to return overdue library materials, Corey Fleming, director of the Paterson Public Library, told Tapinto Paterson?
I don't know. Tap into Paterson.
Thank you.
Sure.
That was clumsily.
I love Tapinto.
Tapinto
Paterson. Tapinto is really cool.
Sorry.
What else did Tapinto say?
It just seems like something someone running for office would do, reading a teleprompter.
Yes. Go fuck yourself, San Diego.
This is the first time I've encountered something like this in my over 20 years of working in this field.
Sure.
Librarians said the 1910 printing had a limited run and is highly valued by collectors. The book wasn't quite as overdue as the one that was returned to Poudre Libraries in Colorado earlier this year. Officials revealed that a copy of Ivanhoe by Sir Walter Scott was returned 105 years after its due date, February 13th, 1919.
Yeah. They probably weren't dealing... It was because they were busy staving off people coming in for Spanish flu during that time.
Probably.
Because, you know...
Yes.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Like you do.
So you used that... They used more of the drive-through drop-off?
Yes.
Back then in 1919?
Just slow down the chariot to 10 miles an hour and toss it out.
Yes.
Whoa, Nelly.
I'm curious of what the state of the book... Like, they say it's highly valued. Great.
Yeah.
What, like, how was it stored and how did they... I'm just curious.
Oh, yeah.
Arlene seems to me a very conscientious person.
Yeah, even though she
other than returning books and
or socks.
And the socks.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
So
I'm
sure that it's fine. Do you want me to do the next one? Because you submitted the final one.
Yes, go ahead.
So you're probably more familiar with that one. I've lost the headline, but here's the breakdown. An Illinois man said he only ended up winning $9,200,000 lottery jackpot because he was having trouble with the vending machine.
Oh, that's really good.
The player told Illinois lottery officials his winning story began with a grocery buying trip to the jewel store in Addison.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a normal day, just like I was picking up groceries at Jewel, and on my way out the door, I decided to buy a lottery ticket, the man said. The player said he ran into some trouble while using the lottery vending machine. I actually wanted to buy a ticket for a different game, and the machine got stuck on Lotto. I was a bit frustrated, and I said, "What is going on? The machine won't give me the right game." So I decided I may as well buy a Lotto ticket. And then the ticket ended up scoring the man $9,200,000 prize in the August 24th Lotto drawing. The morning after the drawing, I scanned the ticket at the machine to check to see if I was a winner. When the machine showed me $9.2 million prize amount, I couldn't believe it. I looked at my wife, and she was completely speechless.
We're divorced now.
We're right. Laughing.
Exactly. Now we're my 20-year-old wife and I are...
I'm writing this from my boat. We are laughing over how angry I was at the broken machine, and we're so grateful for how it all turned out.
Yay.
Well, you think?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I mean, God and the angels and the beings of luck are on the other side of that machine, and he's going, "Word again to me." It's like, no, play that one, play that one. No, play that one. God damn it.
He's like, "I'm trying not to. We're trying to bless you."
The Illinois Lottery said the ticket was the second largest prize won in the Lotto game this year after a player scored $10.4 million in February. Man,
yeah.
I've got to play the Lotto in Illinois.
You know, if you don't play, you can't win. Though we all know that...
Also, if you do play,
gambling is just a tax for people who are bad at math.
yes, that's really true.
That's right out of Roy Williams.
You're playing a tax.
I swear to God, he says that all.
Which person?
Roy Williams of the Wizard
Academy.
Oh,
it's true. And there's a stand-up comic that did the same.
Yeah.
He said, "You're paying a tax."
Yeah, it's just
standing in line to pay a tax.
It's just like the credit cards is money you don't have to buy things you don't need to impress people you don't like.
Amazing. Yeah. So good.
Yeah. But nuh-uh.
Somebody's right. Got to win.
So here's something that's Texas-based, this final story.
Yeehaw.
Beer.
Yep.
cows.
Yep.
Bulls.
Yes.
Longhorns.
Absolutely.
Could be.
Intestinal distress.
Because you're eating the chili.
Yeah.
Or the burritos.
Or the breakfast tacos.
Yes.
Or the barbecue. Oh, my God.
I think we need some exercise.
Yeah.
Let me get to this story because it's all tied in.
Okay.
A philanthropist is currently charting a 1,500-mile trail that covers all of his home state, tip to tail. So from the Sabine River to El Paso, he envisions it as
which
a trail.
Which one is the tip?
It's the El Paso tip.
Which one is the tail?
It's side to side. I don't know why they said tip to tail.
Whatever they're saying.
It's more girth.
I know. I really want to get up in
it's
that.
It's more all there. But all,
no matter what you say, Beaumont is the asshole.
Spoken from somebody who's been through Beaumont.
Through that asshole.
Oh my God! You could smell it for miles.
Oh.
So, described as a rugged, rural, remote, and romantic trail, Charles...
Wow. Did they only use R's?
I guess he did. I'm just reading the thing that they said. Charles Gandy, a retired community designer and state representative, announced plans for the trail next month, calling it the XTX, or the Cross Texas Trail. Gandy has partnered with the nonprofit advocacy and fundraising group Bike Texas to plan a route across the state that crosses parts, follows rural gravel roads, skirts the cities, and passes through all the terrain shades that Texas has to offer.
Shades?
Yes. From the sundown towns of Orange, Texas.
From this flat area to the other flat area.
So as a native Texan, I'm a 66-year-old guy, not me, but this
it's
guy.
It's a quote. It's a quote.
Who likes to challenge myself to big, hairy goals and adventures, and it seems to me like it was time for Texas to have its own Pacific Crest-type adventure route.
It's 1,050 miles, is that right?
1,500 miles. Yeah. And it goes kind of an interesting route, too. The current working route starts on the eastern border of the state near Beaumont before launching through the bayous in a more or less flat decline from the hills north of Houston through a gap between San Antonio and Austin, coupled with a loop above New Braunfels, which is weird. The way this is written is very weird. Completing the detour, the trail starts to climb slightly north through the desert before plunging down into Big Bend National Park. In a large horseshoe curve that eventually leads directly north to the highest peak in the state and westward to El Paso to the finish line.
Well, the big question is, how many Ryans does it go through?
All the Ryans.
All the Ryans.
Yes. Gandhi's attempting to gather sponsors for the creation of an organization that will provide all the needed digital and hard copy literature and publicity for the launch of the trail, as well as find people willing to set up water stations in desert areas. On the way, Gandhi and Bike Texas have been inundated with enthusiastic Texans.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm one of them.
No kidding. That sounds great.
Offering their own opinions of where the route should take, often directly through their own land, and 96% of Texas is privately owned, and some landowners want to link their properties to the legacy of the next great American trail.
Ooh, so they'll tweak it. It'll move around a little
it'll
bit.
It'll be gerrymandered is what it's basically going to be.
Well, how long, you know that Camino, that's in Spain? Have you ever heard of that one? Like, it's only 500 miles, I think.
Okay.
It's more of a spiritual walk.
Camino Royal or something like
Camino
that?
Camino Royal is is also
that's
not
a good
it.
Drink. I Royal. Like that
no,
drink.
No, Real. R-E-A-L.
Real.
I think it is. Isn't that what it's called? In Spain, but it's...
Yeah.
I've seen some apartments named that.
1,500 is a long-ass haul.
Sure it is, but so is the Appalachian Trail.
Yeah, how long?
And so is the Pacific...
Pacific Crest.
Yeah.
Yeah. It sounds great.
This is not even as hard if you go during the winter.
Well, and it's flat.
Yeah.
Basically, I mean, all of that is... not hilly.
What I love was one of the things that they said in the article is the route is currently still being formulated, but Gandhi is ensuring it passes through historic towns. It said, so in the article, it said historic towns like LaGrange, the Chicken Ranch, and other
from
places.
The ZZ Top.
And other places. Yeah, and so I looked at the map and I said, so I changed it to say historic towns like Conroe, LaGrange, San Marcos, and Alpine.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good because it does go into Big Bend and then it comes up through Alpine.
Yeah, that's right.
And it goes north to the thing and then it comes back to.
But you're dropped off where?
At a...
Where are you dropped off here?
I'm at...
No, wait. What?
Oh, you're dropped off. You're dropped off at the Cracker Barrel on
I-10. It's at I-10 at the welcome station right across the Sabine. I bet you that's where it starts.
Oh, yeah. No.
But then you have to go. See, what's bad about that is then you have to go through Vider. What's the other one? Oh, it's just such a bad little area right there.
Yeah. That is Texas, though.
Yes, it is.
That is, like, worth it just to get a tour. It's a really good tour of Texas.
Yes.
Without getting coastal or panhandle.
Without
having to deal with Dallas. Or apparently without having to deal with Austin or
San Antonio.
San Antonio either.
I mean, they could have just made the trail...
I-10.
Like a frontage road right along I-35.
Yeah. Just do 90.
It's just like, you know, just
do Highway 90 the whole way.
Ugh.
No, we're all like, ooh, I don't like that.
I think it'll be exciting. I think it's funny that people are petitioning to get on the trail.
Yes.
And so it really will tweak it a lot. Like, it's going to look a lot more sawtooth now that people know that, oh, the trail is close to me,
yeah,
but I have a convenience store 2 miles south of the trail.
Right.
So I'm putting a water station
maybe
in.
We can, yeah. Because, I mean, just like the Appalachian Trail, when you're walking that, there are parts where you can go, okay, here's a way station that you can go mm-hmm. to, or
yeah.
here's a, you're walking through a town or something yeah. like this. Mm-hmm. One of the things that's about this is not only do they want it bikeable and hikeable, but they want it to be able, you can do the whole thing on horseback.
Oh, yeah, horseback, yeah. too.
Which I found
which is very common, very popular.
I found it very interesting that he wanted to do that and put it to where it goes up to Conroe instead of through Houston, so then, like, they can do the trail rides
Ooh.
For the livestock show and rodeo.
Yeah, yeah, it's a regular route.
Yeah, that. But, I mean, this whole article is very interesting to me. So he points out that both the Pacific Crest Trail running from Mexico to Vancouver and the Appalachian Trail from Georgia to Maine started as one man's passion project.
Yeah.
He hopes that he will be remembered as one of those crazy hiking enthusiasts who had a dream and forced it to become a reality. So the estimated completion date of the route will be spring of 2025.
What?
Yeah.
That's correct. Well, wait. It's the completion of what part of it?
The route.
Oh,
well, I guess so.
So it's the route. It's not the trail is done,
right.
but he's going to have
but
the route.
But the route is
done.
Okay. All
okay,
right.
yeah, because I was looking at that too, what? Going, what? How?
Yeah.
Because the other thing that in the article, it was like, yeah, he started with a $1,500 investment. I'm like,
no, he didn't.
Dude, that's nothing.
$1 a mile.
$1 a mile.
I bet you that's what he did. I bet you, because he's a congressman.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, a representative, you know he's going,
yeah.
let's do this way.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds,
I did, what's the longest you've ever walked in one, like, as far as an organized walk? Or an intentional walk? Do you have a, have you ever gone for distance like that? I did 40 miles on the Appalachian Trail. And then I did this book called The 12-Hour Walk, or I read it.
Okay.
And I'm still going to do the 12-hour one, but I did a 4-hour version of it. It's amazing, but man, you get ragged out.
I think the longest walk... Man, I don't know, because I've done some long...
Yeah, like...
Some long walks.
Fundraiser kind, or...
No, I did one from Broken Arrow to Tulsa because I got a flat tire and I had to get to work.
That's really good.
And so I
walked.
That's
a long way.
Yeah, that's a little bit.
Because I was in
It's probably like 9-10 miles.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's not like.
No.
Yeah.
It's further than it
yes.
feels. Because we were in Broken Arrow and I wanted to go to Tulsa, but it's a... It's many hours of driving.
No.
That's what I meant. No.
Broken Arrow is a subdivision of Tulsa.
Oh, no. This is...
You might be thinking Broken Bow.
Broken Bow is
Broken
what I'm
Bow
talking about.
Tulsa is a couple hours
break.
Drive.
I was in the wrong break.
Yes. The wrong broken thing.
Wrong broken thing.
Yeah.
That's so 1,500 miles.
So for University of West Florida, I think there was... some sort of challenge to walk to the entrance of the school and back, which,
wait.
This is the, before the University of West Florida was the 4-year institution that it was, that it is today, it was a 2-year upper divisional university. And when you drove into the entrance, there were like 5 miles where you thought, have they built this school yet?
Wow. Is it done?
Yeah. Where is this school? They had a lot of room to grow.
Pretty amazing.
And they really grew. And so, you know, offhand, I was like, oh, yeah, walk to the entrance of the school and back.
Sure.
It was kind of like, and we got to the entrance, and I was like, God, now I got to walk back.
Now I got to go back.
You gotta walk back.
I'll call an Uber. It's not
right.
Angry,
yeah,
but
no. This Texas trail will not be an out and back.
No.
It's an out and fly. And
you know,
Southwest
there's
going to
be somebody.
Oh, there's always somebody.
Because the total distance between Sabine River and El Paso is 800 miles.
Whoa, 800 miles.
Yeah, it's 800 miles. Because you can tell because they have They have the mile markers.
Yeah. Yeah.
On I-10. So yeah. You go, and oh, the last true. One, it's like 807. And I think it's 807 is the last mile marker before you go over the border. I've driven to Louisiana enough times.
And that's via I-10, too.
Yes.
So on the walk, you're going to be sawtoothed in it.
Up and then down.
Yeah.
More a wave, a sign.
Oh, okay.
You know?
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, than a sawtooth.
Yeah. Well, this is exciting. I want to do this walk.
Okay.
Let's do it.
You should do it on your unicycle.
I should. My crotch would hate me.
You know what you wouldn't hate doing?
No, I bet I know.
Going to patreon.com.
It does not hurt your crotch at all.
It does not hurt your crotch.
It actually makes it feel better.
Two beers in.
Yeah.
We want to also remind you, I forgot to bring this up again, that if you do go to patreon.com/2beersin, we'd like for you to not go through the Apple app.
Okay.
That way, but go through a website.
Okay.
Because then that way you're not paying all the money to Apple, but the money is coming to us because that's the way they've got it set up. If you go to the Patreon app on your iPhone, it will take 33%
really?
Of the money. Yeah. They Ooh. Yes. Thank so don't do that. But do this. And pay $5 a month to where you can get an extra episode.
Oh, that's a deal.
And also
five
be able to comment out. To us and tell us things and stories yourself that we'll bring up and share
right.
with
what
you.
What long walks have you taken?
Yes.
Did you win the lotto?
Yes.
Yeah. Are you married?
Do you?
Oh, these are good questions.
Do you dress up as the Saunders guy?
Right.
Do you want to go on the Eras tour?
That's right. Do you have any library books you haven't returned?
Have you seen a grown man naked?
Do
you have any Netflix movies
in your priest.
Garage?
Yes.
Jesus. Go confess.
All of that, tell your priest.
Tell your priest.
And then contact us.
And then
At 2beersin@weightlesspod.com.
Don't go to your priest's Patreon.
No.
Don't. Do they do indulgences over Patreon now?
They
don't. No.
You're that pretty confident
that. That is really something I should bring up the next time I'm in the sacristy this Sunday.
Yes. If you're buying an indulgence, don't do it over Patreon.
Yes.
Especially not from the Apple app.
Especially not through the Apple app. Father, just a word of advice.
Yes.
Are you just handing out these bodies of Christ willy-nilly to anybody who walks up and, you know,
first of all,
sticks their tongue out?
There's a possibility for content here. And second of all, you can be getting a little piece of that. Oh, vow of poverty.
Poverty.
That's right.
Vow of poverty.
Right.
Vow of sponsorship.
That's really, vow of poverty just means that, you know, you just can't get supporters. That's all.
Yeah.
You know, Monica's like, nope.
I'm thinking all this through. Because this week I'm one of the lectors for Mass.
Yes.
And so when I go up and make the announcements, one of the things that I will be saying is, if you have a donation that you would like to make, please leave it in the narthex or up here by the altar. But I could also put in a little plug or... If you're going to Patreon, don't go through the Apple app.
Yeah,
you don't want to do
funny.
That.
That would be funny.
The church's Patreon.
That's right.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
By the way, please silence all cell phones and electronic devices. And
absolutely.
If your kid starts crying, take him the hell out of church.
There's a crying room, for God's sake. Do they have a crying room?
We have a little area in the front of the church where they're supposed to take those crying kids.
Yeah.
Do they have a laughing room?
No. No,
there
is no
giggle room. There's
no
sneezing, a giggle room.
There's no laughing at church.
That's great.
It's all serious.
So I went with an old song because I've been listening to this guy for a long time and liked him in the Scabs. I liked him and other group, Joe Rockhead.
Yeah, sure.
And it's Bob Schneider.
Yeah,
Bob
that Schneider. Was easy.
Yeah.
Whenever you Schneider. Say the Scabs, it equals Bob Schneider.
Bob Schneider, exactly. And no, it's not Hanging Out with the Horny Girls. I'm not playing that song, which is also a good song.
Do you remember the Kevin and Kevin show on...
radio station. Insert radio station
insert
here.
Insert radio station here. But they right. But... It was so funny. I once heard that they played a Bob Dylan song, mm-hmm. and then they played a Bob Schneider song, and they said, okay, we heard from two Bobs, but one is Bob, and the other one is Bob.
Bob.
Yeah, yeah right.
So I always, every time I hear, I think about Bob Schneider, I think of that,
sure.
that commentary.
Sure.
So I love Bob Schneider.
So it's a nice, positive song.
Yay.
It's called Explode Into, World Explode Into Love.
No, oh.
Is the and it's from the Lonely Land album.
Nice.
And so we're going to push this button in a second, but I've been your host, Brett Weaver. I've been enjoying...
You've been nursing.
I've been... well, you know.
We've been yammering.
Yes. Yeah. I like the yammer, though. gin and tonic with the splash of Angostura bitters and a lime.
I'm Monica Ballard, enjoying a Helles Lager.
And Reed.
Reed Jacobson Paloma.
Yes.
Part
hey,
two.
Remind me the name of your school, your unicycle school.
Austin Unicycle School.
There we
Whoa.
Go.
There you go.
How are we going to remember that?
.com? Right. .com?
Yes, actually, AustinUnicycleSchool.com.
Yes. We'll talk more about it in the Patreon, but
please.
Wanted to make sure you got that plug.
Yeah, thanks.
It's hey, everybody, bonus. Listen to this, and we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
There is a universe that can't be seen. Just a feeling, if you know what I mean. A delectable dimension, undetectable by sight. It'll fill up your heart in the dead of the night. Some say that it's an astral plane. It can't be described, can't be explained. The world exploding in love all around me. World exploding in love all around me. Every time I take a look around me, I have to smile. Was our life just an illusion? Need to figure it out. Separation exists not in your love, feel hard, but only in your mind. Real stories all around you. Even now it's around you. Even now I feel the power. World exploding in love all around me. World exploding in love all around me. Every time I take a look around me,
everyone.